Well, I did read $1.6 million loss in 2014, Steve. The club's somewhere in debt around about $6 million, so you need every buck you can get.
Well, there's a lot of growth that Carlton needs, and that's short-term, long-term, and sustainably. And so, you know, it's tied back into the plan that we talked about last time I was in here before Christmas, and a whole range of initiatives. So, yes, aside from this gate-sharing angle, which is really sundry, honestly, towards in reference to the build of Carlton, we've got a lot of work to do at the club, no doubt.
Your media manager needs a gold medal because you did tell us last year, I think it was, that you were going to be media friendly. The Carlton Football Club, Mick needed to lift his game. He was too grumpy at press conferences and had to engage with fans more. And then all of a sudden, for about 2 weeks, that's all we got in the paper was about Carlton. So it was fantastic for the Carlton Football Club and yourself and the media manager. You did a mighty job just hijacking the biggest paper in the country.
Hijacking?
Hijacked them.
That's a big word.
We use a lot of big words on this show.
I think all of the club has done a terrific job of understanding, firstly, and then playing its part, everyone playing their part, in better communicating with our supporters, in getting them to understand what we're doing as a club. And I think that's really important for us. I mean, I think it was you who talked about the Carlton way of being a little closed and grumpy. It wasn't my words, that was your observation. And in part, that's right. And Carlton needs to open itself up a little bit more. It certainly needs to communicate in a better way. And we've tried very hard to do that over the summer. So Jay Allen and his crew, yes, KB, they've done a really good job. But it takes a whole of club perspective in terms of playing a part in that. And that's where we're at. But to grow the club, that's a part of what we need to do as well.
I've always been very surprised. I mean, Brendan did a mighty job. The Tigers had low membership for a number of years, and then all of a sudden there was a bit of hope, and 65,000 members, I think, last year. I think only behind Hawthorn and Collingwood. Carlton, I can never understand, you know, being such a great club and coming from the era that I played, Carlton and Richmond, the two biggest clubs and biggest rivalries, that Carlton somehow had fallen behind the likes of Richmond and Hawthorn and even Collingwood and other clubs, a bunch of other clubs, because it is such a famous club that somehow the supporters, they haven't rallied no matter what the call has been. And Greg Swan, who was in your previous position, rallied and put the call out there so many times, and 150th celebrations last year, and there was still no response. I think the answer? I mean, is it just that they feel that somehow they're not brought into the Carlton family?
It's a complex question, I reckon. But just to go back a bit, and not because he's sitting here, but I actually said to Benny, I want to come and have a talk to him about, you know, some of the nuances of what Richmond have done over the years. You have to acknowledge that Richmond have done a fantastic job of building their club on and off the field.
With no success of playing finals and winning premierships.
They've done a really fantastic job. In Carlton's case, I think there are some lessons to be learned from that, and we need to, that's quite candid. The question of where the Carlton supporter base is at is interesting, because I think I said to you, KB, late last year that I went to the supporters, members, and asked a question about, you know, if you're CEO opportunity, what would you do? And there was a really broad range of responses. And it reflected, I suppose, generally, a grumpy crew, you know, a reasonably disenchanted crew, about all manner of things. For some, it was leaving Visy Park. For some, it was it was the way we'd represented ourselves as a club. For some, it was the way we communicate. For some, it was the lack of unity within the club. There's a whole range of things that are there, and it's hard to get a handle on exactly.
Playing at Etihad, unhappy.
These are rarely one thing wonders. But you know, probably what it underlines is that the solution lies in being real about our efforts and our actions in getting supporters, corporates, everybody in what I've termed the tribe, feeling like we're being real in our efforts to, on the field and off the field, to bring them in, to communicate well with them, to be open and transparent about what we do, and to have complete unity through the club. I keep running this line, and, you know, at whatever stage it ends for me, and hopefully that's some distance down the track, I want to be able to look back and say that, you know, between Mark and myself and the board and right through, we're able to provide some unity. Finally, just get some unity into the place because, quite frankly and simply, as Brendan knows, disunity is death in footy. And that's a big pitch for us.